إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of reminders on approaching the Quran. We spoke on the last 2 days about the importance of feeling the glory and majesty of the Kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala Jalla Jalaluhu, and of the ways that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala taught us to monitor the effect of the Quran on ourselves by the effect on our hearts and by the effect on our bodies. Today I want to remind myself and you that in order to monitor this effect, one should of course feel this for everything in the Quran without a doubt. But some of the places where we can specifically choose in order to test ourselves and see what needs to be changed and how we need to develop our spirituality, the ayat, for example, of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Specific ayat which are the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. For example, Ayatul Kursi, for example, the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. For example, many of the ayat which are at the beginning of different surahs, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned himself. For example, in the beginning of Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So Allah said that he is glorified and pure and glorious and majestic, the one who, in whose hand is all of creation. And he is able to do whatever he wishes. And similar ayat, yaf'alu ma yasha wa yahkumu ma yurid. What he can do, whatever he likes, he can decide whatever he likes, and so on and so forth, and many of similar ayat. When we read this ayat, we must try to feel the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that this is my Rabb, this is my Rabb. And this is a very important thing to inculcate in ourselves, which is a personal relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. He mentioned himself as the Rabb of the Muslimin, the Rabb of the Mumineen. Allah did not only say Rabbi Samawati wal Ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for example, in the ayat which relate to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. Allah said, Ibadi, my slaves. Allah did not say to those who have transgressed, which would have been correct as a way of address. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for us, people who have transgressed, we are sinners, Allah chose to call us His slaves. Therefore, it is very important for us to feel that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of everything, I go to my Rabb. Whatever I may have done, may not have done, I make tawbah with the full complete assurance that my Rabb said He will forgive me as long as I make sincere tawbah. So I make sincere tawbah with this, whatever I have done. Ya Allah, I apologize, I am ashamed, I will not do it again. So this is very important for us to feel that, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is my Rabb. So specifically, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, in ruku and in sujood, we specific the azkar, my Rabb, right? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. My Rabb who is al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. My Rabb who is al-A'la. So therefore, it is very important to inculcate that. Also, look at the ayat, specifically the ayat relating to forgiveness, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Al-Furqan, the ayat which I recited before you just now, and in several other places, in Surah Al-Hadith, for example, in other surahs, Surah Al-Ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His forgiveness specifically, and He assured us of His forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there are malaika who make dua for the forgiveness of the believers. Now, as we know, malaika do not do anything on their own. So if Allah has said there are malaika who do this, it means that those malaika have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek forgiveness for the believers. So this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed these creatures which are His creation, which are pure, in order for them only to make dua for the forgiveness of people like us, inshallah. So reflect on those ayat. This is the way of connecting with the Quran. It is the way of getting the Quran into our hearts. So we reflect on the ayat which relate to the glory and majesty of Allah. We reflect on the ayat which relate to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is we reflect on the ayat which relate to the akhirah. Because that reminds us of the fact that one day we have to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. No matter what. Whatever happens in this world, whether it is good or bad or ugly, whether it is whether we benefit or do not benefit in a worldly sense, whether we make money or we become popular or become powerful or the opposite, whatever it is, one day this will close. And I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So reflect on those ayat. Ayat relating to death. For example, the last ayat of Suratul Waqia, which I recite so many times, those are relating to death. There are other ayat which are relating to our personal death itself. Plus ayat of many surahs in the last juz, plus all over the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the day of judgment. Reflect on those ayat. So that is why it is important at least to know the meaning of these ayats. So read the ayat, read the meaning, and think and reflect on those ayat. So very important for us to spend some time with the Quran. We like anything else. If you want to build a relationship, the relationship is built by spending time. Right? Even if you want to make friend with somebody and you want to build a relationship with that person, you can't build a relationship by meeting somebody once in a year. Right? On Eid, Salaam Alaikum, Walaikum Salaam, Eid Mubarak. I'm your dearest friend. It doesn't work like that. Right? It doesn't work like that. If you want to meet somebody, if you want to build a relationship, you have to go meet the person, spend time with them, you know, have a cup of tea or whatever. So you have to spend some time with that person. You have to invest something with that person. You know, you give a gift or whatnot. The same logic applies to the Quran. You want to build a relationship with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to spend some time with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't build a relationship by treating the Quran like a stranger. We read it for sawab, whether we understand, we don't understand. We close it, put it on the shelf, and that's it. Khalas, until we read it again. And for many of us, may Allah forgive us, it is not even on a daily basis. So we read it whenever we like, maybe in Ramadan. Some don't read it at all. They just go and listen to it in Taraweeh and so forth. I don't want to go into the list of all that we do, which we should not do. I'm saying what we really should do is build a relationship with the Quran, and for that we have to spend time with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is your, like I said yesterday, we should each read at least one juz per day. This make this as, like we have breakfast every day, you know, this is, there should be no change in that. Alhamdulillah we do that. But more than that, in addition to that, then spend some time specifically on these ayat, different kinds of ayat. Read some, those who do not understand the Arabic itself, which is most of us, including many people who are Arabic speaking, but they don't understand necessarily the classical Arabic of the Quran. So spend some time with the Quran, read the meaning of it, read the tafsir of it. Alhamdulillah, so many excellent tafsir are available. So read the tafsir, read the meaning, and reflect. Very important. It's not just a matter of reading and closing the book. Sit and reflect and think, why did Allah say what He said? For example, the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the ayat by saying, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. And I mentioned this before, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and you and all from riya. But when I read this ayat, one day, we read this ayat all the time. We read it in the salah and elsewhere. didn't occur to me. One day I was reading this ayat, where suddenly this thought came to me, where Allah said, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is there in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. And the thought came to me that I am one of them. I am also from what is in the heavens and the earth. So I belong to Allah. And I didn't say it, Allah said this. So Allah is saying to me, you belong to me. Now what must that do to me? My Rabb said, I belong to Him. Allah, subhanAllah. Allah said, you are mine. Now just think about that, you know, uska maza le. Take the taste of that. And say, wah, subhanAllah, ajeeb. Allah said, my Rabb said, you are mine. So this is the issue of reflection. That reflection won't have, unless you sit there with that. Just sit with it. Lillahi ma'afiz. Allah, ya Allah, you said I am. So also with this ayat, Ya ibadi allazeena asrafu ala anfusihim. वो बड़ा बताया मेरे को वैसे, अरे अल्लाह आप क्या शान आप क्या है या इबाद, अरे गुनाह किया मैं, अल्लाह बोलता मेरा है, अरे मेरे बंदे जिसने गुनाह किया है, अल्लाह तेरा बंदा गुनाह किया है तो क्या करेगा, माफ़ी करेगा और नहीं तो क्या करेगा। जब मेरा बंदा बोला है, अगर अल्लाह बोलते बंदा जो गुनाह किया तो अजाब भी हो सकता था, अल्लाह बोलते मेरा बंदा जो गुनाह किया अजाब कैसे देगा, माफ़ी करेगा। अल्लाह से माई स्लेव हु ट्रांसग्रेस्ड, when he said my slave who transgressed, if he had said those slaves who transgressed, then maybe punishment also, but he said my slaves who transgressed, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. Now I'm saying seriously, an ayat like this, if this does not inspire us to make tawbah immediately, and we make tawbah right now as I speak, you make tawbah, I make tawbah, inshallah we Allah, we turn towards you inshallah. If this doesn't inspire us to make tawbah, what will inspire? Tell me. Why must Allah say, my slaves who transgressed? Now, this is what I mean by reflection. This is the issue of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit with this, even if you spend the whole day lost to the world, doesn't matter, that's not lost. That you are really, this is the essence, this is the beauty. So subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Fall in sujood, ya Rab, ya Rab, ya Rab. This is the issue of connecting with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to build a relationship, we have to spend time with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much time? Depends on how much relationship you want to build. Depends on how much relationship you want to build. How many? What do we do with our friends? We say hours and hours and hours. There's no, we don't even look at the time. And all of those friendships will end. The closest of them will close when we finished. When we die, the closest of them. And may Allah protect us, some of them even before that. But the relationship with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go with us in our qubur. The Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us in the qabr. The Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become our shafi, will become the best of that which can intercede for us. The Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. How much time must we spend in building a relationship with the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and to open our eyes and hearts to the noor of his kalam and to enable us to build a connection with his kalam, Jalla Jalaluhu, in such a way that, as he said, the one who catches the handhold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِسَامَ لَهُ, that is a handhold which will not break. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.